I've been asked two or three times this past month or so about preaching politics. And I just want to first of all say that I don't preach politics, but I'll preach about anything that the Bible addresses, and it doesn't matter whether the group calls itself a political party or a political organization or another church or a lodge or just an individual. If they are influencing people, especially those in my local church where I pastor, I am going to address those things. That's not preaching politics, even though it may involve political figures or parties or organizations. Now, we repeatedly tell people we're not a Republican or Democrat church. But most of the time we're addressing Democrats because their party platform is satanic, murdering unborn infants, pushing the atheistic, Marxist, socialist, communistic, left-wing agenda. Gun control is satanic. The usurpation of private property is satanic. Opposing our constitutional form of government established by God according to Romans 13, 1-5 is satanic. And I could go on and on with the things that we address in our current events updates, which we address, by the way, because it's setting the stage for the Antichrist. But we could go on and on with the different examples, and if they are in some way made political because a wicked politician or wicked political party adopts it as part of their platform, then so be it. We're going to continue to preach about it. Jesus describes these guys who, if your pastor, if he doesn't address these things, he's called a hireling. If you're a pastor or preacher and you don't address these things, you're a hireling. You're not a real preacher. You're not a real pastor. John 10, verse 12, but he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. When a pastor or a preacher is a fake and he's just there for the job, he's there for the attention, he's there for the money he gets or whatever, he's a hireling and he doesn't care about the sheep. And that's what most preachers today, including fundamental preachers, they are described here as hirelings. They are not educating their people. They're not warning about the wolves. And that's why we're going to continue doing it. Verse 13 of John 10 says, the hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. We have a banner on the wall. It's up to my left, or whoever's preaching, it's up to our left on the back wall. And it says, we love you enough to tell you the truth. And that's exactly what our motivation is. We know we lose viewers and listeners. We know we've lost people at the local church who don't want to hear the truth. That isn't going to influence us one way or another. If the only place I can preach is my backyard, if I can only have a handful of people and I have to upload these videos to get an audience at all, that's what we'll do until the Lord takes us out. Because that's what a real preacher will do. And shame on any of the pastors and preachers who are leaving the flock stupid so that the wolf can destroy them. And that's what's going on today. And the churches are being torn to shreds, and they're being caught up in these agendas. Why? Because they haven't been educated by the pastor, because their pastor's not a real pastor. And we're going to continue to do exactly what we're told to do. Preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season. That means we teach expository studies verse by verse, and then in those studies, before those studies, and in addition to those studies, we also apply the Word of God. And sometimes that's going to hit politicians and political parties. And yes, we spend most of the time on the what I call the Democrat Party, because their agenda is satanic. If they repent, then I'll stop talking about them. Until then, you can count on it. We're going to keep on keeping on.